For those of you new to the area, the Briscoes' Jenny Chowning explains the word Yanaguana.
That is a name that was given by the people that originally lived here in the region pre-Spanish contact, and it was the name that they gave to the river.
As to what the market itself is, she explains it this way.
It is our fourth annual market and is a celebration of contemporary native arts, and we have roughly 40 artists that will be here selling their work.
Chowning says not to expect old-school Native American art.
And a lot of these artists are utilizing tribal traditions and then taking their own spin. And the intention of this market is really to challenge some of those stereotypes.
Now, there's the art-for-sale aspect to the market, and then there's the family-friendly portion of it.
And we also have a series of performances, music, storytelling, dance that will be happening here as well. And they're going to be doing these huge puppets, and there will be puppet making as part of that. And we also have a group called Innestate, which is a indigenous reggae band from Santa Fe.
If you're wondering if you can afford taking that family, she says there's something you should know.
Both days are free and open to the public, and there will be tours that are happening throughout the day of the museum highlighting Native artists in our collection. There's a lot of the performances are happening in the McNutt Sculpture Garden, but we also have a leisure art workshop that's happening indoors and a Turquoise 101 that's happening on the museum side.
The free admission to the event means you get to see the rest of the museum too. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.